Well, so pleased to have some special guests joining me here in the studio from the Saskatoon Funeral Home. We have Morgan Edwards and David Polzin joining us here this morning. How are you gentlemen doing today?
Doing very fine.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some changes that are going on at the Saskatoon Funeral Home. We have some promotions and some new team members that are joining you guys.
Right. Well, we're excited to announce David Polzin, who's here today with me, has been promoted to general manager, so he'll be taking my seat in that position and moving us forward with a lot of initiatives. We've also promoted April Penner to our operations manager, so she's taking care of our merchandise and our care center. And we've also moved Sandra Posnikoff to manage the Edwards Family Center, so taking care of receptions and helping with continuing care as well.
Fantastic. David, what's your background in the profession, and how did you end up where you are today?
Well, that's a good question. I zigzagged into the profession, and I started off just stopping in for coffee one day at a friend's funeral home, and he offered me to wash cars, and that's where it began.
We're from washing cars to where you are now. Hey, so what do you enjoy most about the job at the Saskatoon Funeral Home?
Well, it's a good team to work with, and also the families. Enjoy working with families, meeting new people, and helping them through some very difficult times.
Absolutely. Well, Morgan, you know, there's more and more talk these days about how shopping local and supporting Canadian businesses at the forefront of so many people's minds. So what does that mean for you guys as a business here in Saskatoon?
We've had a number of clients call in or potential clients call in checking to see that we're still locally owned, because that's very important to them. We're proudly Saskatoon locally owned since 1910 with the Edwards family. And we're also Canadian based. So what that means is that a lot of our products that we purchase, things that we supply to our customers, we try to source locally as much as possible.
And I understand you've completed some renovations to the locations as well, hey?
Yes, that's very exciting. So if people are out and about downtown, I invite them to drop into the Edwards Family Center. We underwent an extensive renovation there to really freshen up the space and make it welcoming and warm. And out at the crematorium, we did an extensive renovation there to the public space. So with the chapel and the luncheon space, again, just a welcoming, warm presentation for people.
And David, what's the biggest shift in a funeral service that you've seen over the years here?
More and more moving to cremation and people focusing more on that area of things.
Morgan, let's talk. More people kind of pre-planning their funerals these days?
Yes. I actually had a chance to meet with a group earlier this week, and they were chatting about how their families are talking more about it. It's not so taboo to talk about what's going to happen when I'm not here anymore. And it's really a gift. It just helps your family know what your plans are. People are looking at being more organized and being in front of things rather than being reactive.
Fantastic. Well, David, how can people get a hold of you guys? What's your website? Maybe if they want to do some pre-planning, we're celebrating somebody's life right now. What are some of the ways that they can reach out and talk to you guys?
Sure. They can give us a call at 306-244-5577. They can send us an email at mail@saskatoonfuneralhome.com. We also have our webpage, www.saskatoonfuneralhome.com.
All right, David, Morgan, thank you guys so much for coming in today, and thanks for all the work you guys are doing and bringing celebration to people's lives right here in Saskatchewan. So thank you guys for that.
Thanks for having us.